following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
Lovies that don't know what I'm talking about, there's a podcaster who does a podcast who just belly aches and complains. And that's basically all the show's been, belly aching and complaining. And we actually moved it upstairs with much pain and hauling it and huffing and puffing. Just, it, you know, it takes up most of the wall of this bedroom converted into a recording studio. It's, you know, it's not a very fancy, I mean, it's not a very expensive desk. It's, you know, particle board and stuff like that. But it's, you know, and it was pricey, but it's not like a solid wood, you know, thousands of dollars desk. It's not like that. So there's a lot of particle board and shit to do weird screws and tighten weird things, and it's weird. So we're putting this thing together, and Gooch is screwing this thing and screwing that thing, and not in a good way. And we have to move it a little bit away from the window so that we can put the top on it eventually. So both Gooch and I move it, and when we move it, one of the bolt things that goes into the particle board side rips out of it just and tears the particle board apart, so makes that connection absolutely functionless. When it broke, Gooch and I both simultaneously, both of us yelled at the top of our lungs out. We both shouted, "Fuck!"
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fuck!
Well, hello everyone, this is Arlo Munson, and this is episode 828 of the BFO for Monday, the 4th of April, 2011. Coming up on today's show, I will not be hosting and doing this silly, ridiculous voice.
Hi, everyone! You thought Arlo Munson was gonna do the Alien Show, but he's not. No! No! So, hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Yo, Big Fatty is back in the Fat Cave. Yes, Big Fatty, your grandson can hear you properly now, because the micro-hoist is practically in your nostrils. Yes, Big Fatty. I am back in Upchuck, and y'all, a vacation is nice, but y'all, I gotta tell you, I am really glad that we came back on Saturday, and that I had all day Sunday to recuperate. Yes, Big Fatty, at your advanced age, you need to recuperate. And we'll discuss the last little bit of the trip here in just in a few minutes. But anyway, y'all, I am. First of all, let me just say that y'all, I truly am amazed that even though they were. Later than normal, you got a show every day. Yes, Big Fatty, every day they got one. And y'all, there were some people that were grateful to receive one every day, let me show you. But there was some that, they were just ugly. Oh, it's late! Oh! Well, y'all, you know, there are, I won't mention any names, but there's a Walnut Hill show that is always late on Mondays. But I'm just delighted that I was able to get a show to you every day from the big boat. But y'all, speaking of the big boat, let's do the final one of these. Yes, Big Fatty, toot your horn.
It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update.
Well, y'all, the last day of the cruise, we did. I mentioned that we did the segways, y'all. That was really a lovely, lovely time. And y'all, if you've never done a segway, I highly recommend it. Y'all, it's a lot of fun. And but we came back to the ship, and y'all, we did the. Did the little show, and y'all, then we, there was, I believe there was a nip a nap, and y'all, then, of course, we had to eat. Yes, McCready, of course, you've got to feed that gullet. Y'all, I'm just telling you, the food was not wonderful on this ship, and, and y'all, quite frankly, I told on the surveys, we filled out our surveys. You did one for Atlantis, and you did one for the Royal Caribbean company. And I told Atlantis, I said, Royal Caribbean has attempted to give you a black eye. And y'all, I hope they never use Royal Caribbean again, because y'all, it was not to the standard that Big Fatty, is accustomed to traveling out. No, Big Freddy, you are. You know, there was. But it was still better than that old nasty junket. But anyway, y'all, we finished out the day. We had Miss Kitty and I decided we were going to go have dinner in the dining room. And y'all, quite frankly, it was not the best dinner. Y'all, I had the chicken piccata. Was that it? I had chicken piccata, and Miss Kitty had a lamb shank. Now the lamb shank, he said, was just lovely. But y'all, instead of the mashed potatoes, I had a baked potato. Y'all, they never brought me any kind of condiments for my baked potato. And y'all, we ordered Miss Kitty had a minestrone, and I had a scallop risotto and a Caesar salad. Y'all, we never got our Caesar salads. And then they never brought me condiments for my baked potato. Never even offered. And, y'all, it's just, the service was just, it was non-attentive. It was non-attentive. But it did finish off, y'all, it finished off with a delicious, dessert. Y'all, Big Fatty had a piece of angel food cake with some Grand Marnier soaked strawberries. Y'all, it was lovely. But y'all, at the table right next to us were four gentlemen, and y'all, they were from New Jersey. And y'all, it was like listening to the Dragon podcast and listening to Gavin's Other Half Jim. Y'all, it was that kind of. And I know that they're not from New Jersey, but y'all, they're close. And but y'all, it was that you can go fuck yourself, you know, kind of thing. And y'all, it was humorous to listen to him chitter chatter, like Jim does on the Dragon podcast, y'all. But and y'all, if you don't listen to the Dragon podcast, you should. Yes, Big Freddy. But anyway, they were, and it wasn't just us. They fucked up their table as well, you know. Then the waiter says, "Oh well, perhaps I made a mistake. Perhaps you didn't. There's no perhaps about it. You know, you didn't bring the Caesar salad, y'all. I am looking at a television commercial for The Good Wife, and y'all, I just saw our special guest star. I don't recall his name off the top of my head right now, but I just saw him on the commercial of The Good Wife, and Big Freddy, you're going to hear about that one." But anyway, y'all, we did that, and then we went to the show, and it was the Royal Caribbean show. It was called Vibology, and y'all, it was okay. It was okay. You know, it was just okay. And so there you go. And then y'all, it was time to pack. Went back to the room and packed up the grips and the valises, and tried to decide what we needed to take. And y'all, we had to fill out customs forms and all kinds of things like that. And Ooh, y'all, that is a fried chicken bazoom and some broccoli. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, all day Sunday, Big Fatty has been trying to adjust to going from constant eating mediocre food to eating just a little bit of not-so-good Big Fatty food. So, y'all, mediocre food is even better than Big Fatty's not-so-good food. But and plus, somebody else made it. And, y'all, it was very disappointing when I had to cook my own bacon this morning. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of bacon, y'all, I've got several entries here. I've got to catch up on from last week's bacon calendar. Y'all, the ancient Greek fabulist Aesop referred to bacon in 550 BC. That was last weekend. Then on Monday, it was special day. Oh, what have I forgotten now? Now, don't panic. Is it bacon day? No, that's crazy talk. That's Homer Simpson, y'all. Did you know that 53% of American households always keep bacon in the refrigerator? Well, y'all, that's 100% in the fat cave, let me assure you. Y'all, that Raymond from the Jeff Foxworthy show said, let's see, bacon, eggs, naked women, you make a compelling argument. Y'all, then there was vanilla bourbon bacon is made with Kentucky bourbon and a splash of vanilla, which pairs well with the hickory smoke in the bacon. And y'all, and then on April Fool's Day, it was squeeze bacon, was developed in Sweden. It's 100% bacon paste that is pre-cooked and blended in a way so it does not require refrigeration. According to ThinkGeek.com, April Fool's Big Fatty. And then, y'all, for the weekend, it was collar bacon, sometimes called boiling bacon, comes from the shoulder of the pig and all is often tougher than other cuts of bacon. And, y'all, then for today, the 4th of April, it is during the Elizabethan era in England, bacon was cured with saltpeter or potassium nitrate. This bacon is very similar to bacon today. Y'all, saltpeter is supposed to take away your sex drive, and I can assure you, Big Fatty did not have any saltpeter on the cruise. Big Fatty, please, we're definitely having our Cheerios today. Y'all, by the way, I just want to thank everyone who took the time to post comments and send Big Fatty some e-letters and all while he was on the cruise. And y'all, there were even a few voices. Now y'all, I've got to tell you this. I am a little disappointed in some of you for not calling the BFO as Big Fatty had requested. Y'all, I spent $75 on internet access so that you could have an 80s show every day last week. Y'all, that was like $25 a day times five. No, it wasn't. It was Big Fatty. You can't even cipher. What is that? That would be what? 25 and five. It'd be $15 a day. Yes, Big Fatty. It was $15 a day to bring you a little show. And all I wanted was a cellular telephonic message. And y'all, three people called. Three of you. So thank you to the three of you. And y'all, we're going to play those on Tamari's show. So y'all, there is still time to redeem yourself if you did not call. And just say, yes, Big Fatty, thank you so much for the $15 worth of whatever that was. Yes, Big Fatty. So anyway, y'all, we disembarked on Saturday morning. Y'all, we got up and had our brofkas, and then y'all, we were told to go to the tropical theater, and we were expecting to disembark at. We got up there about 8:20 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, they told us we would be disembarking. You disembark by the color of your luggage tag. And y'all, we disembarked. We told us we'd disembark at 8:55 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, they called us at 8:25. We were 30 minutes early. Y'all, this is unheard of. This is unheard of. And y'all, evidently they were gonna have to bring in the high the high density cleaners and, you know, the hazmat cleaners to clean up after Big Fatty's room. Yes, Big Fatty, because you and Miss Kitty shut it up. But anyway, we disembarked, and y'all, we had prepaid for our babysitting services. Well, Miss Kitty did anyway. The rest of us prepaid for bus transfers to the Aeropuerto, which, of course, as we all know, means Mexican for Aeropuerto. And then, y'all, it was a flight. It was a flight back to Hatlanta. And then from Hatlanta to Charleston. And, y'all, we got in a little bit early. It was about 8:20 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, travel day is a long day. And Larry Clyde was there to pick us up. Y'all, I was afraid that Cunty McCunt-Cunt was going to had hijacked my grip. But, y'all, it finally came around the carousel. And so, anyway, got home. And, y'all, I'm pretty much unpacked. And I've been through my mail. And anyway, but y'all, I've got to do this before the time gets away today. Yes, Big Fatty, get on it. Y'all, today is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the none other than Davy Dangerous from the Dangerous and Lovely podcast. Y'all, I don't know if they're still recording or not. I just don't know. You know, they are the young'uns, y'all, and the young'uns always find distractions. And y'all, it's been a month. It's almost been as long as the Live It Up podcast since they had a show. And y'all, speaking of the Live It Up little show, y'all, the second co-host of that former show, that Daniel Biba had a birthday while I was on the boat, y'all. It was last Monday. But anyway, we want to make sure that we celebrate his exiting of the birth canal. Y'all, that was many moons ago. But anyway, and y'all, remember, if Big Fatty doesn't know, when your celebration of exiting the birth canal was, then y'all, I couldn't possibly wish you a happy celebration. Big Fatty, please let him sing. And y'all, one of the e-letters that I received while I was gone was y'all was from Paul, and y'all, it says, good morning. Every day we have something to be thankful for. And y'all, then there's a sweet darling picture of a naked old woman with her flabby ass and a naked old man with his old wrinkly butt. And y'all, they are tonguing each other on the beach. And you can see the beautiful beach in the background and all. And y'all, below that it says, today we are thankful. Oh, Dick, I see. We are thankful that the photographer was not standing on the other side. Big Fatty, ain't that the truth? And y'all, let me just tell you, y'all, there was some nudity on the poop deck. Not the poop deck, on the veranda of Miss Kitty and Big Fatty's room, y'all, because, y'all, that's what it's all about. That is just what it is all about, y'all. So anyway, y'all, I gotta tell you, I am just delighted to be back home. And y'all, the next big thing Big Fatty's got to look forward to is the big trips out to California. That includes a visit to Walnut Hills.
Fuck! Oh, such language, oh dear.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me! Yeah.
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.